Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
Well, here we are today at the Emerald Fog Dispensary with Joseph Kerr and Jesus, his right-hand man. So I am here to talk to Joe about medical marijuana. We want to know a little bit more about it. Let's start, Joe, with how did you get into selling medical marijuana in the first place?
Well, a couple of ways. About, I guess, 12, 13 years ago now, I was pretty unhealthy, had an unhealthy lifestyle, as a lot of folks do. I was 260 pounds, bordering diabetic, on high blood pressure medicines, and about six other prescriptions. And I had a doctor friend of mine tell me, you know, smoke weed. I'm like, well, I do smoke weed. And he's like, no, dose with weed. Use cannabis on a time scheduled basis.
Like a prescription.
Like a prescription. Don't get blitzed. Just use it to do what you need it to do. And so over the next about 5 years, 4 years, I lost all the weight, changed my lifestyle, and got off all of the prescriptions. So I've been off prescriptions about 8, 9, 10 years now.
Wow.
And I moved to California about 4 years ago. Started going to dispensaries, found some I liked, but most I honestly didn't like. I didn't know what they were selling me. I didn't know where they were getting it. The people that were behind the counters didn't know what they were talking about half the time. So it was important for me to find a way to get what I wanted and what I needed medicinally that I could trust. And so that just led to me starting the exploration of possibly doing this, because then I knew I could control it.
So, Joe, what is the process that you've had to go through to get licensed?
Oh, it's a very strange little system that we've got with Prop 215, which, of course, ends in December. Prop 215, basically, the regulation of it was simply a state's attorney memorandum that gave guidelines for how it should be taxed with the Board of Equalization, which has changed its name now, and I can't remember what it is, but... the way we were taxed, the way we're operated, and the way that local communities interacted. Up until next year, the only regulation was communities could ban dispensaries or ban the operations. But there was no other regulation. So you were set up through the state as a recognized MBC Corporation, Mutual Benefit Corporation, which was a nonprofit, which Emerald Fog Incorporated is. And from there, depending on your community, you operate within typically a right to access law, meaning that the state has enacted Prop 215, which is a right as a California citizen to obtain medical cannabis.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. So San Mateo County bans dispensaries, but delivery is how we've operated. Most companies operate in San Mateo County up until next year. Some of the larger communities like LA, San Jose, San Francisco, Sacramento have had regulatory processes in place. San Francisco had a Bureau of Cannabis. San Jose has changed their regulations approximately every 3 years and closed down half of everybody, and everybody has to reopen, and that's been going on for 13 years. So the problem with Prop 215 was there was simply no regulation.
I see. And then local jurisdictions sort of do whatever they want.
Exactly.
Wild, Wild West.
Right. And that's where the term the Wild, Wild West of cannabis comes from in California, because it was a gray area. You know, everything about cannabis in California has been gray. It's legal, sort of.
Right, not federally.
You know? Right. Well, and even in California, because again, depending on the community you live in, where do you get it, first of all, and how do you get it to the people? You know, so medicinally, it's always been very difficult in California under Prop 215. So the point of regulation, again, is to make this more understood and create protections not only for the communities, but for the companies.
So what does Pacifica require you to do? What were the hurdles that you had to overcome in Pacifica? And then what will the California regulations, what they're working on, I've heard they're pretty draconian, What do you fear about that?
Well, those are two very different conversations. I'm going to start with Pacifica. Pacifica had the choice in January and began the process to decide whether they were actually going to have dispensaries or not. The new regulation also controls not only dispensaries, but delivery for the first time. Mm-hmm. So Pacifica, over the last 6 months, went through lots of public meetings, discussion, and came up with a policy to allow 6 dispensaries mm-hmm. scattered over 5 cannabis zones in the city, mm-hmm. with only 2 allowed in each zone.
Okay.
Either recreational or medical, which is kind of an issue for me because I'd like to have some differentiation between recreational and medical.
Right.
The Pacifica ordinance does not go into effect until January. Hmm. It also is contingent upon a 6% sales tax that is to be voted on by the Pacifica population in November's election.
November of this year?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a reasonable sales tax. I think it's either 6 or 7% mm-hmm. on recreational, which I don't have an issue with.
But not taxing on medical?
No. Again, they cannot add additional taxes onto medical. Okay. And it we'll see where medical taxes go from. It's very up in the air. Mm-hmm. There are provisions that were put into the original state regulations that said if you registered your card with the state of California, mm-hmm. you were tax exempt, and that created some difficulties in due process and equal protections under the law. So mm-hmm. there's some court cases going on about that, as well as the state is still writing those regulations. We're on the third round, I think, of new regs and mm-hmm. repealed, replaced it, and now with the next one should be out in November.
Must be so hard as a businessman. I mean, how do you figure out a business model when you don't have any rules?
It's very crazy. We learn to adapt and change very quickly. We have from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Certainly can't expect to make a lot of money in this industry this way. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily the case. We all have to make a living. But the point is to have the proper, clean mm-hmm. medicine available for people. Mm-hmm. That is ultimately the goal of the regulatory system, but again, we're getting a little cumbersome with how it's going to operate.
So the Pacifica regulations allow you to make a living and you employ 10 people locally. What will the California regulations do to that business model?
Don't know yet, because again, we don't know what the regulations are because they don't come out again until November.
Aren't they asking you to do some pretty crazy things?
Well, the regulations are all going to look, part of it is, the California Budget Office looked at the bill when they first passed it, and they estimate for a small company does between $1 million and $2 million in gross revenues a year, which is not a lot. Mm-hmm. You're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,000 a month to comply with the regulations that are going to be put in place. That's, you know, a 10, 8, 10, 12%, depending on where you fall in that, increase in expenses. Mm-hmm. Cannabis is not a get-rich-anything, as in any industry. Some people make mm-hmm. fortunes, but the bulk of the people in industry make a living. Don't quite know how that's going to impact us yet. Don't want to have to pass on a huge amount of costs to our consumers. Mm-hmm. Don't know what the market will allow. Again, it's all a brand new market. We simply do not know. It'll be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. As long as we keep compassion in our mind and what the point of this is, it's not revenue, it's not anything other than taking care of people, finding ways to get them off of dangerous pharmaceutical drugs that are hurting them, that are shortening their life, that are, you know, making them take 3 other prescription drugs to take care of the side effects of the other prescription drugs. There are many things we can do with cannabis. It's not a cure-all. It doesn't cure cancer. We're not looking for people to stop going to doctors. There are ways to manage our symptoms of disease and aging simply that don't require major pharmaceuticals.
Well, I have been using marijuana since I was 20 when I got hit by a drunk driver, and I deal in 2 to 4 level pain every day. And with Prop 215 and coming to you, I have learned how to use marijuana more prescriptively. And it's been it's been such a huge upgrade. And so I thank you, Joe, for doing your work. Now, there's some things happening in Half Moon Bay. What would you like to see Half Moon Bay, in your perfect world, what would you like to see Half Moon Bay do? I mean, they're a blank slate right now. Staff and city council and the community are talking to each other very civilly and very productively. What would you like to see in Half Moon Bay in your perfect world?
Well, I don't think there needs to be a whole lot of change in Half Moon Bay. I think the city is perfect the way it is. It's a great farm community. It's a small rural community. It amazes me every day when my staff get new members or go to a delivery for the first time and they've known these people for their entire lives, or these people have known them for their entire lives. It's a close-knit community. I don't want to see that change.
That's right. I think you guys said you have 10 employees. Nine of them are from Half Moon
Bay.
Went to Half Moon Bay High School.
My employees range from 45 years old. He graduated from Pacifica High School and grade schools here in Pacifica, down to my youngest, I think, is 23 or 24 and graduated from Half Moon Bay. Yeah, I think... Mm-hmm. 7 of the 10 all went to Half Moon Bay High School anywhere in the last 20 years.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know one of the things that staff and council, you know, want is to have whoever is growing the pot employing people locally.
Yeah.
So cross that off the list. You just did that. It's really
That's cool. everything to yep. me. You know, everybody I've hired have been collective members, part of Emerald Fog. And for us, that was everything. I want you to think about your experience when you got your delivery or when you came to the Fog Center. And I want you to recreate that, because that's why you kept coming back. That's why you became part of this family, the Fog family that we call it. And so that's how the employees came about, every last one of them.
Right.
Every time we've needed a new employee, there's been somebody waiting.
Yes.
You know, in the collective already, that understands the medicine, that understands the community. And that's what it's about. You know, I'd love to see Half Moon Bay go the direction of the farm stand concept in front of the greenhouse. You know, a little more secure, of course, obviously, than a farm stand. But a market dispensary, what a beautiful concept. Gives residents the ability to not have to drive to Pacifica, San Jose, San Francisco to go and see the medicine and to get what they need. We can also follow that same farm stand market policy. You know, infused medicals, edibles, need to be part of this process.
That's right, 60%, 50% of...
Depending on where you're at and the age of your demographic, 60 to 70% is not smoked anymore. There are healthier alternatives, and that's part of what this is about,
yes.
is getting away from the things that aren't healthy. Regulation helps us become healthier, but we can't forget that that includes not always smoking a joint. I see jars of jelly that are infused, just like you see the jars of jellies at the farm stand across from the airport, that are infused, that are locally produced, that are safe, clean, in the front of where it was grown. Maybe not where it was made. I know manufacturing is scary, but we can do it a lot of different ways that are safe, clean, healthy, and good for the community of Half Moon Bay.
I know that there is the 420 culture. And that's what you're avoiding with your medical dispensary.
I have never been part of the 420 culture.
Right, because you came in it through it medical.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Even a lot of our quote-unquote medical dispensaries today are truly just 420 cultures.
Right.
I really want the differentiation made between what medical cannabis is and what recreational cannabis is.
Mm-hmm.
And the first to me and most important part of the distinction is, in order to participate in medical, you have to be a California resident.
That's right.
Okay. Recreational, anybody can come. 21 years old and over. Medical helps keep it local. Okay, because you have to be a resident.
Right.
It also allows for some tourism, because we know Half Moon Bay, the Ritz-Carlton, I'd probably say half or more of those people are California residents coming for a weekend getaway.
Do you deliver to the Ritz then?
We have, yes.
Okay.
We have. I try not to. We have a policy of not delivering to any hotels in the area.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Safety and security for the guys.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm not sending guys over to airport hotels.
Gotcha.
About parties.
Yeah.
But there have been many times when folks have traveled in state and been to the Ritz they needed their medicine. They didn't weren't able to get it somewhere else, or they ran out or whatever. So we've gone there, yes. But that's part of where we could keep it local and still have some tourism-based revenue in the cannabis.
Right.
I can fully see them coming, making a stop at a farm to market. There's no other place doing something like that. The concept is beautiful and it's perfect for happening that.
Yeah, I know as somebody who uses it medicinally, I could see a dispensary that you could smoke and then you could have a massage, or you could have acupuncture, you know, a session and things like that. So it becomes like a wellness center.
A holistic healing center.
Right.
And eventually I would love to see Emerald Fog Center be that. We have some fears relating to consumption on site, and I get it. But let's face it, folks, we have bars on almost every corner around town. There's bars everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go in there to take a drink home. They go in there to drink it.
Right. And then they get in their cars. So it's an issue for both.
It is an issue for both. But again, studies have proved over and over that impairment from alcohol is much more severe.
Right.
Impairment from pharmaceutical prescription drugs is even worse.
Oh, yeah.
So again, I'm not advocating driving and smoking, but what I'm saying is that responsible adult medication users are not our issue.
Right.
You know, that's not what we're talking about.
Right. Well, Joe, this has been a very educational interview. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to Coastside Buzz. And if you ever want to find a dispensary that is very quality and professional, Joe's guys come up, they have their ties and their shirts, nice shoes, nice pants. They look great, and they call me Miss Michelle. You make me feel more professional about what I have to do to keep myself well instead of a stoner.
That is the point of this. We want the stigmas gone, because you don't have to be a stoner.
Thank you, Joe.
You can function completely and medicate without pharmaceuticals, and you're very welcome, Miss Michelle.
All right, Joe. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to take a few minutes with Jesus Segun, who is Joe's right-hand man. And tell me, how did you start with Joe?
It started, it's been at least 2 years now. But I started off just by being a collective member. And after a few deliveries, I asked him if he was looking for any potential employees. And then a few months later, he asked me if I could come in for an interview. Interviewed, and then started off with two-hour shifts for training, and then turned into 2 4-hour shifts, and then slowly moved into full-time.
Wow, I know. And you really deal with all the people that come in with bud, and
yep,
you decide everyone. Whether or not you're going to accept it.
Correct.
What else
vendors,
do you do?
I deal with helping all the, well, my most important thing at least is taking care of the patients, making sure everyone's taken care of. We do help a lot of medicinal patients. We've seen cancer patients endure the struggle, and as well as, you know, multiple other diseases as well. I've seen people with Parkinson's stop shaking from, you know, had to help them use the pen and sorts of things. And it's just really, I like to help people. I guess is what it really comes down to, and I like to be able to leave and have them be happy. Mm-hmm. I used to work in the restaurant industry, I loved working in the restaurant industry because I loved helping people, and, you know, I was a server and bartender, so I always loved talking and whatnot. But there's too many people in that industry that aren't there to, you know, enjoy it.
Yeah. No, it must feel good waking up in the morning with a mission to help people.
Yep.
Well, I know you've helped me. I know just recently I purchased an Exo Vape. Is that what you call
it? The Vape Exhale.
The Vape Exhale. And this is all new technology to me. I'm old. I'm 55. We used to just have a doobie, right? But it's bad for your lungs. And so Jesus was schooling me on this Vape Exhale, where it's a vape, but it's got a bong that's integrated into it. So the smoke goes through the water, and you're basically taking in water vapor in your lungs. And you use something called DAB.
Yep, concentrates.
Tell me what DAB is.
DABs is just a slang term for concentrates. So concentrates is a form of vaporizing your THC and your cannabinoids versus combusting them like traditional with you do with a with a light or anything like that. So what you do is traditionally you just heat up a nail, a quartz nail ideally, with the torch, and you let it cool down for the approximately, depending on how hot you're heating and whatnot, for approximately about a minute. And you want it to be the temperature evenly around anywhere from 400 to 600 degrees, I would say, is still healthy for you to vaporize. Anything above that, you're getting into combusting, and and that defeats the whole purpose of vaporization. But it's just a new healthy way to get cannabinoids into your system.
Well, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be trying that soon. We'll get back to you on that. Thanks a lot.
Bye.